When this story ran over the summer, undocumented immigrants and groups that work with them were closely watching the presidential election. So what's changed now that Donald Trump has won the race?
So when this story was published, it was in August, and at that time, the folks that were paying very close attention to this, the people who have this deferment in their families and also advocates for immigrants in the state, were watching the presidential election closely. A lot of the focus was on the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court had recently deadlocked on a case that would have expanded these protections to more young people and also would have given similar protections to their parents. And so folks were sort of looking to the election more in the context of who would be appointing that next Supreme Court member. But of course, now President-elect Donald Trump has said that he plans to eliminate these programs. That Supreme Court issue is kind of moot at this point. It seems like he will probably use his executive power to just terminate these programs, which he can do. That totally falls under his abilities in office. These expansion programs were really what was at stake at the time of this story. I think there was some concern as to whether the next president would continue it, but at that time, at least, these younger folks had that protection. And, you know, now it seems pretty certain that they may not have it. And so at the time, they felt maybe a little safer and were more looking towards trying to get the same protection for their parents.
Just this week, a group of university presidents from around the country called on the president-elect to keep the DACA program in place. What do they see as some of the benefits?
Basically, they're making the argument that it's their job to provide opportunities for all of their students, and some of their students are undocumented residents, and they are saying that they have seen these students under DACA really thrive and, you know, become well-educated and be able to work in the country, and some of them have, you know, gone to law school and medical school and graduate school, and that, you know, since they've made these efforts to educate themselves and be productive members of society here, that it would be basically a waste to now take that away from them. It would be very difficult for Trump to walk this back. He's used some pretty strong language about it. And we have to keep in mind that this is the platform that he ran on. You know, he definitely made immigration and cracking down on illegal immigration a core part of his campaign. Our country is clearly pretty divided. We're seeing that Donald Trump winning the Electoral College, Hillary Clinton most likely winning the popular vote. And a lot of folks are saying this is the most divided our country has been in quite a while. And it's pretty clear, given the platform that Donald Trump ran on, that this issue of immigration is one of the core issues at the root of that divide.